The municipality of Grey Highlands had 8 members of staff on the 2022 Sunshine List. A total of 8 senior management of the municipality were on the list of public employees earning more than $100,000 in 2022. By provincial legislation, Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996. The town is required to disclose to the Ministry of Finance the names, positions, salaries and taxable benefits of all employees paid $100,000 more during the year. The province publishes those disclosures, and the annual release is called the Sunshine List. The 8 Grey Highlands staff paid $100,000 or more in 2022 were Chris Cornfield, Director of Transportation and Public Spaces, salary, $125,794.75, benefits, $1,650.51. Karen Govan, Chief Administrative Officers, salary, $195,175.50, benefits, $2,406.94. Michelle Harris, Director of Community and Economic Development, salary, $125,894.50, benefits, $1,590.51. Raylene Martel, Director of Corporate and Legislative Services, Clerk, salary, $126,194.50, benefits, $1,650.51. Anna McCarthy, Director of Finance and Treasurer, salary, $116,298, benefits, $1,431.79. Sean Moyer, Director of Environmental Services, salary, $125,794.50, benefits, $1,651.48. Keith Stewart, Supervisor of Operations, salary, $106,166.66, benefits, $1,266.44. Marty Wellwood, Fire Chief, salary, $104,932, benefits, $1,367.83. Since the Sunshine List was established in 1996, the threshold for disclosure, salaries of $100,000, has not changed. According to the Government of Ontario website used for Sunshine List disclosure, the Canadian Consumer Price Index, CPI, has increased by 76.7% from 1996 to 2023. In 2023, there were 300,570 records on the Sunshine List. If the original threshold established in 1996 followed inflation, the size of the 2023 list would have been reduced by 92% to 22,754 records. Based on purchasing power, a salary of $100,000 in 2023 is equivalent to $56,588 in 1996.